the end of the tunnel with the train that ain't my friend. Show me salvation, show me my head. When will I see the light at the end? Every time I turn, you're staring at me. I don't close my eyes when I go to sleep. I don't turn my head, rise and see. Take my hurt, let me be. Ever made me think I would be the one to play this part? Ever made me think it could be this fun to have a Brendan Stern? Gotta have a Brendan Stern. Yay! Got the weight of the world that's fully grown. Twisted thoughts that'll bend your bone. Shake your spine every time you moan. Took everything but my backbone. When will I see the light at the end of the tunnel with the tree that ain't my friend? Show me salvation, show me my head. When will I see the light at the end? Ever made me think I would be the one to play this part? Ever made me think it could be this fun to have a brand new start? Gotta have a brand new start. Gotta have a brand new start. Gotta have a brand new start.
Stuff. That's a new one too, huh?
That's a new one.
I know your song.
I know. You want to do one more, then we'll take a moment to talk?
Sure.
What's good for you?
Sure. Yeah, one more, and then we'll talk some.
Actually, I'm going to play a song Simon wrote about you, and I'm a little embarrassed to Simon might be. It's called Shake For Me.
No, you're goofing.
Yes, of course I am.
I wish Simon did that.
Simon, what the hell's wrong with you? Why aren't you writing songs for Brian?
They're just not flowing the way they used to. I'll tell you something, not to change subject real quickly. I wasn't going to say this before. You're talking about Joe King. And back, I hate to say it, something we called the 1980s. I came that close to writing a song called I Ain't No Queer about the queers. Because the queers had a lot of people come and go. Every other person you met in town had played in the queers for a while. And
right.
I never got past the chorus. I ain't no queer. If you're listening, Joe, maybe someday I'll finish it.
We'll sing it for him, darling.
That could be a tough one. I mean, unless you know what's going on in that, I'm sure some people would be like, the LGBDBKYS factory, whatever they call themselves. I get very angry.
Don't ask me what I think about political correctness, because I don't.
Yeah,
baby.
This show is not PC
new,
whatsoever.
Sir.
And if you know me, I mean, you may very well be gay. I mean, I have plenty of gay friends, so. Yeah. Don't give me that PC crap.
That's just being goofy.
Right. Right. What do you have next?
It's called Shake For Me. Wasn't kidding about the title.
Shake For Me, girl. I wanna be your back door man. Different song.
Let's do it. Me up by saying that. Totally.
It's so, it was, yeah, you almost did the beginning just like that, right? I'm like, wow, is this song like that?
Man.
No.
We're done with MFO. Yeah.
I'm sure I'm sure the beginning doesn't sound just the same way the way I sang, because you did. You did.
I know.
Live radio.
Shake for me. But I don't mean it's the truth. Won't hear you sing behind those tears. Don't make you laugh, baby, year after year after year. I wish I had some answers, baby, just for you. Your mama's tears, your daddy's threats. I can't believe it, baby, because I ain't done nothing yet. I seen your smile behind that frown. That calico dress, baby, it might be coming down. Hey! I wish I had some answers, baby, just for you. I wish I had some answers. You preach, let the choir sing. When your family tree's been rotted, baby, you don't mean a thing. Train whistle blows, music to my ear. I got to go, I'll see you in a year. I wish I had some answers, baby, just for you. Wish I had some answers, baby, just for you.
Hey, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, are you going to do Heartbeat today?
Let's do it right now.
You want to do it right
now? Sure.
For sure? Okay. 61 Ghosts on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. We appreciate it.
like a train whistle lets off steam. She never rolls back, picking up speed like a black missile, driving hot tears on the cold steel track. Knock on my window, I'm lonesome, baby, you've been in my dream. When you're here, I don't feel quite solo. When you're gone, it ain't as bad as it seems. Hold me, oh, hold me, squeeze me so hard, do you feel my beat? Heartbeat, oh, heartbeat, back to back. Feel my heat, feel my heat. I finally found her at the top of the stair. I played with her, baby, let's take a ride. Those watery eyes, they lost all care. She said, I'll meet you at the great divide. Hold me, oh, hold me, squeeze me so hard, baby, feel my beat. Heartbeat, oh, heartbeat, back to back, won't you feel my heat. Of us had better find an anchor. We've been drifting far too long. When she's here, I must remember to thank her. Everyone else is long, long gone. If we keep on floating without a fight, waves will keep us in constant motion. Find an anchor, mama, hold on tight. Float alone across the vast gray ocean. Hold me, hold me, squeeze me so hard, you can feel my beat. Heartbeat, oh, heartbeat, back to back, won't you feel my heat, feel my heat. Hold me, baby, hold me, baby, hold me so close. Just one time, I say just one time, I say just one time, I say just one time. Come on, Dix.
Hey, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You want to take a short break and then we'll talk some and then play a little more?
Sure. Trivia giveaway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Trivia giveaway.
Trivia giveaway? Did you think of another question?
I did.
Absolutely.
I did.
Why don't we play a song and then we'll give it to them?
Cool.
All right. Is there anything you guys aren't playing? That song, by the way, is Heartbeat from To the Edge.
Yes.
To the Edge.
From the EP To the Edge. Is there anything you're not playing from that today?
Probably a few things.
Well, I mean, pick your favorite that you're not playing, and I'll play that now.
Oh, cool. How about No One at Your Door?
No One at Your Door. You got it. Okay, we'll be back with 61 Ghosts after this. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash
where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Hi, I'm Michael Strahan with PETA. When I'm not playing defense for the New York Giants, I'm protecting the home team.
my girls Tasha, Katie, and Stella. During the cold winter months, dogs left chained outside can suffer from frostbite and hypothermia, as well as stress and loneliness. Your dog depends on you for love and protection. So bring them inside, take them for walks, make them a part of your pack. In other words, be your dog's biggest defender.
For more information, contact PETA, 757-622-PETA.
Is it me or is it him? I don't know the score. This game is wearing thin. You don't need me anymore. There's no looking back. No one's at your door. Standing back to back. You don't need me anymore. Veil from your face. Get on off the floor. I've already been replaced. You don't call me anymore. No, no, there's no looking back. No one's at your door. But we're standing back to back. With her finger on my lips, asking me to hush, but her hands and her hips saying, Joey, what's the rush? No, no, there's no looking back.
WMFO in Medford with 61 Ghosts. That was from their EP, To the Edge. And how come I can't see it? But what's the title of that one?
Title of the old one?
The one we just did. Yeah.
To the Edge. Oh, No One at Your Door.
Because I'm just getting my list up here. Yeah, No One at Your Door. Thank you.
Hey, may I give a plug to a really cool band that I played with in New York recently?
You can do whatever you want except for swear your head off.
It was a band called The Thigh Scrapers.
And not you, Swearington. I know.
Swearington.
That's a red flag when you got that last name.
I know. Thigh Scrapers. We had the honor of playing with it.
I'm sorry. Start over, Joe.
Shut up.
No, I really don't know what happened.
Said, would want to give a plug to a cool band that I played with in New York recently called the Thigh Scrapers.
At right. Otto's.
Well, thank you very much. He's speaking of my band, of course, and that was my pleasure. I love playing with you guys. We'll definitely do it again.
Yeah, that was fun. I'm glad you had a chance to meet Dave Tanner. Did you meet Kip when you were down there?
Yes, Kip M-Bomb.
L-Bomb.
L-Bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, two great guys.
Yeah, they put it on together. Kip did most of it, actually, as far as like hosting the show. Mm-hmm. But David was there. I'm not sure if... No, he wasn't doing sound. They had a sound guy. But
yeah,
they were both present. It's like their thing. L-Bomb, Tanner.
That's Sidewalk, right?
Sidewalk, yeah, NYC. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you do it with Alan Merrill? Was that one of
Alan Merrill from Arrows.
Yeah, pretty crazy, cool. All the hits, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's got quite the history.
Unbelievable.
That's where I, like, got the idea. Like, I just need to get to Japan and become a big hit. He was, like, the first one to do it over there.
Isn't it wild? He plays at the Sidewalk Cafe, which is a little club in New York City. It's a cool club. I enjoyed it. And yet, he can go over to Japan and play auditoriums, goes to Europe.
He's huge over there. Right, right. He had a TV show, and I think that was in England. I mean, he had a TV show with Mark Bolan on it, and crazy.
And yet, he's playing at the Sidewalk Cafe.
He's playing, nobody really knows him around here. He wrote the Joan Jett hit, I Love Rock and Roll.
And like a handful of other ones. And
right.
Before he plays, he'll announce, hey, here's the one I wrote back in 1835 with the Civil War reenactors.
Yeah, and you always go, I thought that was so-and-so. Yeah. It's like somebody else's hit that he wrote, right.
Yeah, Dave's cool. He Dave and Kip are great. They bring us down to New York City quite a bit.
And Alan's a great guy, too. Yeah, I mean, I interviewed him the week before on here. He called in and, was very friendly. Yeah, we took pictures with him and stuff. Great guy.
Yeah, really nice.
Back around 1990, when I was in a band in New York City, Kip was managing Sylvain and Jerry Nolan's band, the Ugly Americans, and... got us to open for them a couple times at the old Continental Divide, where they had a regular Friday night residency for
Simon
months.
Ritt speaking, by the
just
way.
Just speaking up, piping up. You mentioned Kip.
Right. I know those guys do have history. What that history is, I'm not sure, but I know they're like big names in New York.
He worked with Jerry and Sylvain for probably a couple of years.
Yeah. Very cool.
He might even remember some of it. It was a very foggy period for all of us.
Yeah.
So,
I've had my foggy periods too.
I think you're in one now.
But, just, I'm using a big maxi pad for this period.
I don't need that image, but thank
you.
Wow. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Off. Never mind. I think I need a tampon for my hand or some kind of pad I got to wrap around
it. Dixie gave you a band-aid.
It did. You know what? I couldn't get it to stick. I tried.
It
wouldn't stick. It just, I put it around like this and it went bing.
Yeah, I know, because I sprayed that.
I tried.
All right. So anyway, we're back from Texas. Last time we saw you, we were going to Texas. We had just come back from Texas.
What happened in Texas?
We
tour?
Had a lot of fun. Yeah,
was it
2 weeks of playing? Austin was fun. San Antonio, Houston.
Yeah, they again. Hank's Radio.
Hank's Radio did
that's,
that.
That's it was Hank's Radio, Texas.
Ooh, that Hank.
You know what though?
I have no idea who this guy is.
I'll tell you what. Before that, we went to Florida. We it was right after the storms.
Yeah.
And we were down in Key West. Not a place I want to visit.
Mm-mm.
Key West, Florida.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
My father used to love it down there. Why?
You know what? There just wasn't anything to do. The restaurants just gouge you.
Right.
You're trapped.
Too touristy.
Well, there's one. I don't know if you've ever been there.
Yeah, maybe my father used to love it, and then it got...
They go by milepost down
but
there.
Touristy.
There's one road in, all the way down, one road out. Mm. We got stuck behind a tractor, trailer that flipped.
Mm-hmm.
So we were about a mile from the club we were supposed to be at, and it took 3 hours to get there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It wasn't your fault.
Yeah.
I'll get you a better gig.
Any gig would
it was. I mean, once we were there, it was fine. The gigs were great, and that was, we have lucky us. We have some people that help support us, and like the booking agents, like Music South, Linda Lou White at Music South, and
Blues Pick Media Group.
Right, and we have Chris Elliott helps book the USA tour.
Chris Elliott, that guy's hilarious.
I love Chris Elliott.
I wish, no.
Not bad, Chris. You're
hearing this.
Handsome Boy Modeling Agency.
And bluespick.com, Bluespick Media
What was
group,
that, Handsome
me.
Boy Modeling Agency? Is that a skit with him?
It was a regular thing. I forget. What was the show Chris Elliott was on?
Oh,
it's a great, What a Life, or It's
yeah,
a Life.
Get a Life.
Get a Life. Yeah. Handsome Boy Modeling Agency.
Was he a part of that? I don't know.
I think he was thinking
there
that was
so many things that went on in that show.
Yeah, that was going to be his big break or something.
I think it jumped the shark when he brought the alien in. It always jumps the shark.
Yeah, right.
The alien.
It wasn't that an alien became a character on the show, exactly. And you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Like, lost me with that.
It's getting too much like Elf.
Exactly. So anyway.
But Chris is...
I know.
He's you know where I first started watching...
He's not our agent. It's
just,
Chris.
I don't want to get too sidetracked, but if anyone doesn't know who Chris Elliott is, I mean, do you remember him? I remember
David Letterman.
David Letterman. Yeah, he'd like pop up out of the, you know... he'd start yelling at David. He was like some guy.
Yeah,
in the
he always had attitude.
Yeah, yeah.
And with bizarre costumes. I mean, he could be like Dog the Bounty Hunter one time. And he was great. So, yeah, it's a different Chris Elliott than works the band. Anyway.
I'm sure he's a very nice guy, too, Chris.
We're not sure if Chris is a guy or a girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I know a few of those, too.
I have one more person that we need to thank is the publicist. Without all that, we wouldn't even be played on radio stations or interviews.
Who is our publicist?
Frank Rozak, out of California.
Dixie's going to do the business side of today.
Okay. Thank anyone you want.
You gotta pay your sponsors. You know?
No, we appreciate everyone. And WMFO, Brian Young. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. So now you have, was that your first recording to the Edge?
This was the first recording of 61 Ghosts.
With 61 Ghosts?
Yeah.
And so then a full one coming up?
Yes.
Full one coming up.
What do you got for gigs coming up?
Back to Texas. Going back to
you
Texas.
You love that
actually,
Texas,
yeah,
huh?
If you check out our website, 61ghosts.com, it has a list. But we're supposed to be playing in Syracuse and...
Oh, that's right.
And
is Dixie originally
Funkin.
From Texas?
No.
Florida,
huh?
And Funkin' Waffle
we get Syracuse.
Stomping Ground.
You were doing fine. I'm calling the FCC on you, so I get fined.
Funkin' and
Waffles.
Yeah,
we do. We have some in upstate New York, and then we're back in New York City.
I was joking. She did not swear at all, by the way.
I know.
I'm too on guard with her last name.
Yes, the name is from...
How do you say your last name?
Swearingen.
Swearingen.
Just like
I knew you'd be trouble, Swearingen!
That's right.
Funny guy.
Yeah.
So yeah, we get stuff, but nothing around Boston. It's all hours away.
Right.
And actually, I guess something Canada. I was going to mention that to you. It looks like something at the end of summer in Canada.
Bonjour.
Thank you.
That sounds great. Yeah.
Bonjour, chapeau.
Yeah, what part of Canada? Quebec? Quebec?
The eastern part, from what we understand. It's all in the works. People
sounds good, man. Sounds good.
That's it. Would you like us to play another song?
I'd love you to. Do you want me to play something? I can like play somebody's request while you get ready.
Yeah.
You want me
Let's
to do,
do
that?
That.
Well, why don't we finally get Terry here? I Want to Be Loved, huh?
Cool. Do it, Terry.
This is actually the LP Restored, which Billy used to say was the only way to hear it. So here you go from Lamp. I Want to Be Loved. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and we'll be back with Live 61 Ghosts right after this. Wanna Be Love going out to Terry. And we're back on 91.5 WMFO with 61 Ghosts. You ready, Joe? Ready, Dixie?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Ready, Simon?
Oh, yeah.
Simon? Little, what's
I don't
that?
I remember. Chipmunks.
Chipmunks.
Alvin?
Seen you with that man. Baby, I can't get over you. Try to forget you, but I can't. Baby, I'm tumbling down for you. In the morning, without warning, I feel just slip away. Morning light, way too bright. You know I'm tumbling down for you. Are you tumbling down too? My head against the wall. Baby, I can't get over you. Crawl down one more greasy hall. Sugar, I'm tumbling down for you. Sleep on one more cot. Mama, I can't get over you. One lonely shot. Darling, I'm tumbling down for you. In the evening, you were leaving, I was slipping away. Moonlight, way too bright. You know I'm tumbling down for you. Are you tumbling down too? Baby, I can't hide when you're by my side. Moonlight way too bright. Baby, I can't hide from you. Are you tumbling down?
Well, thank you. Thank you. Hey, let's do one with Simon playing harmonica. Harmonicats.
Harp. Oh, is he the harmonicat?
Harmonica, he is the original.
Yeah.
preacher man, put the Bible down, put the Bible down. Why do all those men chase the big legged woman around? Why do all those men chase the big legged woman around? Gotta be the same thing makes a bulldog. They're gonna chase a hound. Let me hear something, son. Dress so tight. Why do all those women wear their dress so gotta be the same thing makes a preacher man gonna forsake. Talking about the same thing. It's the same thing. Maybe it's the same thing. Nicely done, Mr. Woo! Ritt. Mr. Ritt.
Thank you. Thank you.
On my dashboard, she kicked my mirror again. Sharp voices, long silence, will our story end? Stormy nights, crashing words, and the road always bends. Sunrise and tears falling, drag me down. Again, drag me. Sunrise and tears falling, drag me down. Bad lovers, good memories make long-lasting friends.
slow descent. Bridges burning, rivers rising, no more need to contend. Temptations like anchors drag me down again, drag me down again. Temptations like anchors drag me down. Every nerve stands on end. Vows of silence, half lies, no more need to defend. Lose the anger, lose the fear, no more need to pretend. One thing for certain, I'll be at your door again. Lift me up again. One thing for certain, temptations like anchors, sun rising, tears falling. Temptations like anchors. One thing for certain.
Ladies and gentlemen, is how you fade live, right?
That's it.
Very nice.
That's how you end a song.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Live 61 Ghosts here.
All new songs.
Are you ready to sing Ramblin' Rose?
Come on, man.
Why don't you do one more? I'll go get some water.
Son of a bitch. Let's do it. If I walk your way, been so long since I had you in my heart, telling pretty little lies all night. Good night, good night, good night, good night. Baby, what you gonna say if I walk your way? Been so long since I had you in my arm, telling pretty little lies, pretty little lies, all night long. If you want me, if you reject me, baby, then you got my ear. Let's play some rock and roll.
little lies. Pretty little.
Oh, you want to do MC5's Ramblin' Rose, do you?
I do. Do you?
I will. I just want to tell everyone, I mean, if you live under a rock and don't know who MC5 is, I mean, Wayne Kramer sings this in a strange sort of way, and I think that's what Joe's looking for with this.
I'm looking for your natural voice.
No, not
which I heard is a lot like Tiny Tim.
Well, yeah, why would I do that when you can sing this probably better in your natural voice?
This is my natural voice. Hello, Brian, how are you today?
Well, that's the Wayne Kramer version. That's what I'm about to do. That's what I was about to do for you.
I want to hear it out of your lips.
Yeah. Like singing.
So you want me to just sing it normal? Like,
or you want to do it up here or there?
I mean, I was going to go, love is like a rambling rose.
Yeah, do it.
The more you feed it, the more it grows.
As you do that, I'm watching your testicles rise up to your neck.
I mean, my own voice is, love is like a rambling rose. You know?
You get a few verses. Experiment.
Flower. All right.
Oh, this goddamn.
Now what's he doing?
I don't know. He's a guitar player.
All right.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Here's where all the entertainment comes to a screeching halt.
No way, brother. We're ready to go.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
You're singing it. You're sitting down. That's like playing a gig with sandals on. What the hell?
He's standing.
I'm gonna sit down.
You know what?
I'm in DJ mode. Leave me alone.
Who's everyone out there in Radio Land, raise your hand if you've seen the thigh scrapers. I see a number of you.
Yes.
If you saw Brian sitting on the side of the stage singing this, would you not ask for your money back?
Of me and Wayne Kramer there. For
that was great. That was cool.
Well, you were cool.
Yes.
I applaud you.
But he really needs to do it standing up.
may I interject one interview?
What's wrong,
type
Simon?
Question?
Yes, you may.
No, can I ask you this? You know, I've seen him live. I've seen him kick butt out in Hull, and everybody loved them, the two of you guys. And I've heard the CD, of course, with the bass playing. And you're playing gigs... depending on the opportunity with a bass player, sometimes as a three-piece, sometimes as a two. I'm wondering, does the set alter depending if you're having a third person or not?
Good question.
That's a hell of a question. You know, it altered a bit in Texas.
Do you do anything different?
Yes. Yeah. Let me tell you.
Yes, let Dixie. You've talked enough, Joe. Dixie, take this one.
Mm.
She's got a... Well, you got to run over here, Dixie.
Here she comes.
I guess.
Here she comes now.
From the drummer's point of view, I like it when the opportunity comes up where Joe and I can just play as a duo, because the freedom of... He could just go on the spur of the moment. Doesn't have to be rehearsed. I mean, we were lucky we found, like, you know, like Rob and, of course, JD, who could follow Joe, but mostly we are always a duo when we tour.
Except down in Texas and New Mexico.
Yeah, but that's not what we're playing around here. Town we go as a...
Around here we're a duo for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've seen... I mean, and people love it, too. I've seen, you know, it go over really well. I was just wondering if, you know, the material
changed.
So you
feel you guys feel you're a duo and you just kind of add the bass every now and then.
You know, it's only a little limited at times because JD or Rob won't know all the songs that we do, so we'll kind of stick to that list. But when Dixie and I do it as a duo, there's kind of a lot of room for improvisation. Not like jamming improvisation, but if I decide to do a couple verses instead of a chorus, or a couple of choruses instead of a verse, then she just catches right on.
Yeah, stretch your legs with it.
And we never want one gig to be the same as the next.
No.
Yeah, who does?
Yeah, exactly. Or the songs, as a matter of fact, you know.
Redundant.
Yeah, well, you know what's
going to be... No one wants to be redundant.
It's going to be a little...
Well, some people obviously evidently do, because I hear about bands doing the same thing over and over again.
I want there to be a little edge to it, a little danger.
Yeah, I just don't want people to think, oh, a duo is wimpy.
So well, this is wimpy. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Should we do one more?
Yes, one, two. How many you want to do?
Let's do... I don't want to step on any toes.
Do two more if you got it.
We got it. God damn.
He keeps forgetting the headset.
I keep forgetting these headphones are only 2 feet long.
You like dragged half the stuff.
I know. We'll
do this again.
can be free. Going on south where man can be free. Going on south where man can be free. No hangman put no noose on. South where men can be free, no hangman put no goddamn noose on them. Going way down south where men can be free. Ain't no hangman put no goddamn noose on me. She had it coming, had it coming, had it coming, had it coming. Thank you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford with 61 Ghosts, of course, doing Hey Joe. I don't know who originally did Hey Joe, but we all know.
I wrote that.
We all know Hendrix made it famous.
Yeah.
Great cover.
A southern guy.
The Leaves, there was a band called The Leaves that did it before Hendrix.
I know, but I still don't think they were the original.
Yeah, they didn't.
I think the person who wrote Hey Joe is some kind... It's something weird. He's, whoever it is, they're a relative of someone who's, like, it's somebody's famous's brother or something.
Okay.
It's one of those, like, really?
Right, right.
Maybe a caller knows.
I mean, The Leaves do it. Willie DeVille has a great version of Hey Joe. A bunch of people do it. I mean, but, yeah, I can't tell you who the original is off the top of my head, anyway. One more?
Billy Roberts.
Hey, wait a minute. Before we go on, didn't you want to give away one more CD?
Yes, and Joe has the question.
What's the question, Joe?
Whoever knows Johnny Thunder's real name, last name. I know his first name is actually Horatio. Yeah.
I know everyone in the room here knows it, but yes.
I can't answer?
No.
Whoever wants a... I know it. Of course, you got to know it if I know it. If anyone wants a 61 Ghosts EP and knows Johnny Thunder's real last name...